thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiracua, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environ on CietSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, Channel Z26 on Ohatinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongof. In Dar An Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar An Broadcasting System. In Ulha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Kunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchung Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dungtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC, CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia pledges over $88 million for landmine action. In community news, Iraqi children with visual impairments receive braille equipment from the USA. In wildlife news, the founder of an animal sanctuary in the United Kingdom is honored. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 8th, much respected American peace advocate Mr. Abraham Johannes Musti was born in 1885. He was dedicated to nonviolence as one of the most important social activists of his time. A mentor and friend of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He focused on peaceful activism for civil rights and nuclear disarmament. He was the leader of the U.S. branch of Fellowship of Reconciliation, an international pacifist group. Mr. Musti was honored with the Gandhi Peace Award in 1966. A famous saying of Mr. A.J. Musti conveys an ideal that is still valuable for us today. There's no way to peace. Peace is the way.
Lion News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Guinea. From late August to September 2009, unusually heavy rains deluged the small African country, particularly the capital city of Conakry. Resulting floods destroyed houses and other buildings and left many people who had already been living in less fortunate conditions without homes. Elsewhere, several other West African nations were facing similar flood situations, including Benin and Senegal.
Conveying much sorrow in her prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $15,000 in urgent aid on September 6th. This amount could obtain $648,000 in essential supplies if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Guinea. She also requested that our association members go if possible to help the most desperate, the lonely, and the elderly without caregivers.
Following their relief work in Benin and Senegal, our association's relief team from Benin traveled to Conakry. With the help of a local flood relief inspector and other officials, they distributed rice, oil, and sugar to the most flood-affected persons who were deeply grateful for Master's assistance.
Face à ces dons, je voudrais profiter de l'occasion pour remercier sincèrement Maître Suprême Ching Hai.
Je vous dis merci beaucoup. Pour ce don.
Conakry City's governor, Mohamed Diop, also sent Supreme Master Ching Hai the following letter of appreciation.
On behalf of the five districts of the city of Conakry and officials at all levels, allow me to thank you most sincerely. This rice, vegetable oil, and sugar supplied by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association will meet the needs of our population stricken by the floods. Receive, dear Master, this expression of our gratitude. Governor of Conakry, Mr. Mohamed Diop.
We send our appreciation for the help of the Conakry officials. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her generous aid that comforts the afflicted and to our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors. Wishing the people of Conakry a swift recuperation of their fulfilling lives as we work to restore our planetary stability through humanity's kinder regard of the ecosphere.
Dangerous rains in southern Brazil. Since December 30th, southern Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul state has been swept by torrential rains, triggering landslides and floods that have taken at least 85 lives. At least 32 municipalities in the state have been affected, with over 1,000 residents displaced. On Tuesday, January 5th, a bridge over the Jacuí River collapsed, causing some 30 people to be carried downstream in the swift waters. At least 11 were rescued. However, 7 lost their lives, and rescue teams and volunteers are still searching for missing persons. Their efforts have been hindered by the strong river currents, which have also prompted officials to close a second bridge.
Hearing of this recent calamity, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our local association members go and assist those most in need, saying that funds are available if necessary, while expressing her deep condolences and prayers. Our earnest thanks, Rio Grande do Sul rescue personnel and volunteers working to help the disaster victims. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's ever-caring support of the vulnerable. Our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones as we pray for the smooth resuming of the Brazilian people's daily lives and that our striving for better stewardship of the environment helps minimize devastations as these.
Natural disaster declared and flood hit Albania. Relentless rainfall has triggered widespread flooding in the low plains of northern Albania, inundating at least 570 homes and isolating another 200. The nation's Prime Minister, Salih Berisha, said that more rains were forecast and cautioned, "We are at the verge of a real catastrophe." Some 3,500 hectares of agricultural lands have been submerged, with experts concerned that river dams will burst. On Tuesday, January 5th, states of emergency were declared in parts of the northwestern regions and mandatory evacuations implemented for hundreds of villagers. Gates of a rain-swollen dam on the Drini River also had to be opened, causing flooding in several villages near the Adriatic Sea.
Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and love, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked that our local or native association members please go see if help is needed, saying that financial aid is available if necessary.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's concern for the flood afflicted. May heaven watch over the Albanian people for the smooth resuming of their regular day-to-day lives as we hasten to adopt eco-friendly lifestyles that alleviate such weather extremes.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian Orthodox leader shares holiday message. His Holiness Patriarch Kirill I of Moscow and all Russia delivered an address at the main Christmas service of the Russian Orthodox Church, which is celebrated on January 7th according to the original Julian calendar. The Mass was held at the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow, the largest in Russia, where Patriarch Kirill emphasized the importance of true faith, the value of moral living, and the need for unity amongst the people. He said, "The truth sets us free in the choice between vice and virtue. Let's choose the truth. Let's choose love. We thank Your Holiness for Your uplifting Christmas address. With such reminders of the divine, surely humanity will steadily advance on the path to shared peace and brotherly love."
Pakistani crew members freed. On Saturday, January 2nd, the Pakistan-flagged vessel and her 29 crew members were released after being detained since the beginning of December. Soon after, they were rescued by the European Union ship FS Surcouf. One sailor required medical attention for a broken leg, while the rest were deemed in good condition. The FS Surcouf also offered the Pakistani crew members fuel and food so that they could continue on their journey to Pakistan. "We are relieved to know of the safety of the crew members and thank the FS Surcouf personnel for their kind assistance. Wishing the Pakistani sailors a safe trip home and blessed reunions with family and friends, as we also pray for peace to prevail among all humans across land and sea."
Loving Hut opens in Hanover, Germany. Hanover, the capital of Lower Saxony, Germany, is famous not only for its World Trade Fairs, but also its natural charm in locations such as the Herrenhauser Gardens and Maasgesche Lake. Now this international city has become home to Germany's first Loving Hut, a branch of the international vegan restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai. At this new eatery, customers' reactions could be summed in one phrase: pleasant surprise.
Schmeckt sehr lecker. Uh-huh. Und erstaunt mich, dass das so funktioniert ohne Fleisch.
Also ich würde sagen, das ist was Seltenes, was eigentlich in Hannover gibt. Keine viele vegetarische Gerichte. Aber das ist was ganz Tolles.
While all Loving Huts feature delicious cross-cultural dishes prepared with fresh and wholesome ingredients, Loving Hut Hanover is especially popular for its meat-free Asian cuisine. Patrons are also embracing veg dining for the planet-saving and health-preserving benefits.
Was könnte der Hauptgrund für Sie sein, sich so zu ernähren?
Auf alle Fälle erstmal ökologische Gründe, weil wir wissen ja, was unsere Umwelt darunter leidet, dass es so viele Tiere gibt.
Congratulations, Loving Hut in Hanover, Germany, for your successful opening. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for the concept and heartfelt support of this compassionate enterprise. May the day come soon when everyone partakes of joyful, nutritious, and earth-saving vegan fare.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitagarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitagarbha Sutra. Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
First Suriname president remembered. Former President Johan Ferrier passed away in his sleep at the ripe age of 99. With public offices that included serving for nearly a decade as governor before becoming the South American country's first head of state, the president was known for his diplomatic bridge-building among ethnic groups. He was later bestowed the honor of knighthood by Her Majesty Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, who also expressed her sadness at his passing. Our condolences to the loved ones of First President Johan Ferrier. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's eternal love and grace.
Father gives life to save his loved ones. New Zealander Feliciano Pulianga, a father of five boys, was able to rescue his young son and niece before succumbing to the waters himself. After reaching the two children who had encountered dangerous ocean currents off the coast of Glenbrook Beach, the father handed the girl to another rescuer who brought her safely to shore. When the rescuer came back to help, he found the father submerged as he held the son above his head. Although the boy was safely taken to shore, Mr. Pulianga was unable to be revived. Our deep sympathies to the family of the heroic and loving father, Feliciano Pulianga. May his soul rest serenely in the eternal care and light of the divine.
Save our planet. UK unveils 20-year plan for low-carbon agriculture. British Secretary of the Environment Hilary Benn announced on January 5th long-term agricultural policies to achieve both food security and sustainable farming practices that can mitigate the effects of climate change.
Agriculture needs to be at the heart of our efforts to adapt to a changing climate.
The plan encourages consumers to eat less red meat and dairy so as to reduce the amount of methane produced by cows and consume more locally sourced seasonal fruit and vegetables.
Classes will be offered to teach people how to cook with fresh vegetables. Green labels on food will also display the carbon footprint in manufacturing and transporting products. Secretary Benn highlighted the importance of consumer involvement in achieving a sustainable food system during every phase. For example, every household would collect food waste to be composted, and more people would grow fruits and vegetables, with gardens also being planted at schools and hospitals, along with courses to teach crop growing skills.
The soil, the water, the air, the plants, the forests are the very foundation on which our food and therefore our existence as human beings depends. So in meeting demand today, we must ensure that we do not destroy our ability to feed ourselves tomorrow. It's not about either environmental sustainability or production. It has to be both.
Your Excellency and United Kingdom, we applaud your vision for a sustainable future by making sound food choices. May many other leaders be similarly inspired to bring greater health to fellow citizens and the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken of the need for governments to implement wiser plant-based food policies to reduce global warming, as in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine.
The government can support this organic vegan farming through subsidies. They can also redirect the funds away from the meat industries and instead toward encouraging citizens to plant, to buy, and to choose organic vegan food. And when they do, we will soon have a lot of healthy, happy, productive people a restored green environment and minimum climate mitigation costs. Something our governments can look forward to and gain the enthusiastic support of our citizens. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be veg and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me.
Save our planet. Australian scientists encounter the unexpected finding that over 40% of the inshore areas of the Great Barrier Reef have become choked with seaweed, which they believe is caused by the ecological imbalance of agricultural runoff or a decline in seaweed-consuming fish species.
Save our planet. Following the starvation of 100 Falkland Island penguin chicks in 2009, concerned conservationists in the United Kingdom have begun counting every bird to help create a plan for protecting them.
Save our planet. With over 17 Arab nations already suffering water poverty based upon having less than 500 cubic meters available annually, water ministers and other decision makers meet in Jordan to discuss cooperative plans in facing climate change.
Hello, I'm Mariko the Markhor, a vegetarian, with a tip on a healthy, plant-based food. Millet is a grain-like seed that has been used for centuries in such places as China, Africa, India, and Greece. It is gluten-free, high in fiber, and full of nutrients. Millet is rich in manganese and magnesium. It also contains B vitamins and protein. Millet can be enjoyed in soup, casseroles, or as a side dish. There are many different possibilities with millet. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In good governance news, Australia pledges over $88 million to help nations affected by landmines. The Mine Action Strategy for the Australian Aid Program 2010 to 2014 will focus on assisting developing countries that must deal with landmines and other remnants of non-peaceful times. Since 1997, Australia has donated over $150 million to the United Kingdom-based Landmine Action. God bless you, Australia, for your great care and generosity. May we soon see a world filled with goodwill towards all beings.
In community news, children in Iraqi school for the visually impaired joyfully welcome Braille equipment. Baghdad's Al-Nur School for the Blind received the Braille learning materials, which have been donated by USA-based Perkins School for the Blind. International Relief and Development, also based in the United States, joined to assist in getting the equipment delivered. Al-Nur's 71 students are benefiting from Braille typewriters and the school's first Braille printer, amongst other items. Our sincere appreciation, Perkins School for the Blind, and International Relief and Development, for your kind gift. May it help many beautiful Iraqi youngsters to prepare for a promising future. Up next on Noteworthy News, the founder of a wildlife sanctuary in the United Kingdom is honoured for her devoted work. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Please stay tuned for more delightful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a caring world. In wildlife news, a United Kingdom animal lover receives a prestigious award. Miss Wendy Radford of Kirkby's Cedar Wildlife Sanctuary has been given the Environmentalist of the Year Award by conservation charity Nottinghamshire Wildlife Trust as part of their Green Guardian Awards. For more than 20 years, Miss Radford has cared for many animals, including rabbits, swans and ducks at her home-based sanctuary. In 2009, she helped more than 800 of our precious animal co-inhabitants. Congratulations, Miss Wendy Radford, on your well-deserved recognition, and many thanks Nottinghamshire Wildlife Trust for your dedication to protecting our natural world. May guardianship of our loving and noble animal friends become an important part of each individual's life.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hebrew entitled Squirrel's Delights.
ילד אחד אמר לחבר שלו, אתה יודע איזה בלט סנאים אוהבים? החבר שלו אמר, מפצח האגוזים.
And now for our viewers' heartline on actress Emily Deschanel, vegan and animal lover on Veggie Elite. On this program, the famous actress describes why she made the decision to adopt the plant-based diet.
I just became vegan 1 month ago, thanks to Emily Deschanel. When I discovered she was a vegan, I started to look for information, and I just found out it's much better to live like this without killing or hurting any animal. I feel better with myself, and we can eat and live without hurting a cow or a pig. Thanks, Emily, for opening my eyes, and I love the interview. Victoria from Spain.
Virtuous Victoria, bravo on your transition to the plant-based diet. To beautiful vegan actress Emily Deschanel, following the plant-based diet is so natural. It helps precious animals, our own health, and ensures our planetary survival. The time is short now, that we still have the chance to preserve our Earth through the organic vegan diet. Please share this urgent data with your kind Spanish co-citizens. You can access www.suprememastertv.com/SOS or www.suprememastertv.com/AW for any information that be helpful to you, free of charge. With heaven's blessings and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your supportive presence on Noteworthy News.
May the illuminating light of God shine upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Kingdom of Bahrain sponsors adolescent students with disabilities in traveling to the U.S. to receive training intended to help empower them with English proficiency and new living skills.
Save the Children Norway donates $3.2 million to expand facilities and ensure the quality of primary education across Amhara State in Ethiopia.
Formosan or Taiwanese legislators vote to resume a ban on the import of certain U.S. beef products in response to public health concerns.
Scottish poet Don Patterson is awarded the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry by the UK Royal Court's Poet Laureate Carol Ann Duffy for the outstanding qualities of his poetic body of work.
The United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, provides $6 million to provide for more than 600,000 less fortunate persons in Nepal through the World Food Program's Work for Food project.
Zambia's Education Deputy Minister Richard Tema affirms the country's intention to expand classroom space so that all Zambian children can obtain an education, with plans to double the classrooms created in 2009.
The United States unveils a Mideast peace plan in which Israelis and Palestinians would agree to permanent borders in 9 months and sign a peace accord within 2 years.
The Sultanate of Oman allocates $4.2 billion for water improvement projects in the governorate of Muscat.
Israel opens the Karim Shalom crossing to allow trucks filled with humanitarian aid and fuel into Palestinian Gaza, while export trucks containing strawberries and flowers depart for Europe.
Jumping in front of her beloved human companion, Angel the Golden Retriever shielded 11-year-old Canadian Austin Foreman from a cougar's attack, thankfully emerging with just minor injuries herself. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.